This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, mixed reaction in the constituency of St. Philip North for Michael Lashley to possibly represent another party in the next general elections. The Barbados government forced to issue another warning against a fake scam, this time purporting to be from a Barbados Youth Empowerment Fund program. The Barbados Pharmaceutical Society is reporting a rise in demand for medications as a change in weather and increased atmospheric dust triggers symptoms of respiratory illnesses for some. 61 homicides so far for the month of December, including 5 murders overnight, caused Trinidad and Tobago to declare a state of emergency. And U.S. President Joe Biden remembers former President Jimmy Carter as the face in the cancer fight nationwide. This is the latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. There has been mixed reaction in the constituency of St. Philip North to the possibility of former Member of Parliament and Democratic Labour Party, current Senior Vice President, King's Counsel Michael Lashley, representing another party during the next general election. It follows a development over the last 24 hours where Lashley has signaled his intention to remain in active politics despite his imminent removal from the Executive Council of the DLP. The former Member of Parliament confirmed to Starcom Network News that he has been informed by the party that he may be deemed to have forfeited his seat on the Executive Council. However, Starcom Network's Philippe Amy spoke to some residents in the constituency this morning.
As a young person in the community, if he ain't under the DLP, I would hope that he still give politics a chance. Even if he turns independent, I feel like he can still make a change without being under the Democratic Labour Party.
I hope he would be still running, but it would be hard to see that he's a good candidate because he look out for the residents of St. Philip North in and out of power. Even when he out of power, he still look out for the residents of St. Philip North because he's a brother and everyone look up to him. That way, so I hope he would be. I don't know if he'd be if he going on the BLP ticket.
It's still a good idea. He willing to support the youth of St. Philip North, because as I know, he's a very good lawyer. He always been a nice person to the community, to be honest. So I still think it's a good idea that he wants to help us. And we would appreciate it.
For all my life, I believe that Bayfield and the North generally was a DLP constituency. But at the end of the day, Michael is a bread and barn Bayfield man. And we will want to give him support where we can. We should be supporting him in any way. But at the end of the day, competition is always great when it comes to selection. So that is something that family would discuss, because the DLP is still a strong party. So we won't have to consider those kind of considerations in making the final decision.
The voices of the people in the constituency of St. Philip North. Meantime, General Secretary of the DLP, Pedro Shepherd, has offered no comment at this stage. The Barbados government has been forced to issue another statement against a fake scam, this time purporting to be from the Barbados Youth Empowerment Fund program. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, has issued a warning.
The Ministry of Finance has no knowledge of the Barbados Youth Empowerment Fund program that is being circulated via WhatsApp. The message asserts that the Governor of Barbados has approved an empowerment grant fund of $50,000 to be paid to unemployed youth of Barbados and to compensate citizens affected by the crisis in the country. I don't know what crisis it referred to, but that's what it stated. An applicant should be 18 to 45 years old to be beneficiaries. I do accept that some people are comfortable telling lies, and therefore I really cannot expect anything better from such persons. I simply say that Barbadians do not fall victim to misinformation, otherwise known as people telling lies. However, in light of all these scams in recent times, I ask persons not to click the link nor provide any information to these criminals, because you do not know the real motives of the persons behind these initiatives.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn. The Barbados Pharmaceutical Society is reporting a rise in demand for medications as a change in weather and increased atmospheric dust triggers symptoms of respiratory illnesses for some. President of the Society, Marlon Ward Rogers, explained that the winter period usually sees an uptick in colds and flus, further fueled by influx of tourists on the island.
During this time, we would usually see an increase in people probably having respiratory and allergy symptoms and whatnot, like flu-like symptoms. So due to the change in the weather patterns, increased dust, you know, the tower dust always coming across. So a lot of time people would, yes, come in during this time compared to the summer where it's more warmer or whatnot, would turn around, have a lot more flu-like symptoms, respiratory problems, allergies keep flaring up. And they would come to try to the pharmacy to help use some OTC stuff or pharmaceutical stuff to try to alleviate this, or go to the doctor if it's past the point where they can help alleviate it.
President of the Barbados Pharmaceutical Society, Marlon Rod Rogers, in the lunchtime edition. Trinidad and Tobago is now under a state of emergency, as the government and the police service expressed grave concern over the increase of homicides, which has been rising by a staggering 630 people who were killed for the year so far. Acting Attorney General Stuart Young held a press conference this morning where he highlighted the government took a decision to declare the state of emergency to quell a possible gang warfare as a result of killings that occurred in the Port of Spain area and other parts of the country over the weekend into the early hours of this morning.
There was an incident that took place in the Prisgar lands of Lavantil, where six people were targeted and shot, five of who were then deceased. All intelligence and the information provided to us by the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service is this was a reprisal shooting, and that there can be expected heightened reprisal activities by the criminal elements. So in a nutshell, what we were faced with is a decision that there was going to be heightened criminal activity with the expected use of high-powered caliber, high-velocity assault weapons in reprisal attacks between gangs.
In outlining the details of the regulations, Mr. Young emphasized that there will be no curfews, while the police will be given additional powers, which include the suspension of a citizen's constitutional right to search homes without a warrant.
At this stage, there is no curfew being imposed, nor will you see the regulations do anything to restrict public marches, public meetings, and things of that nature. The regulations will give these powers to the police service and the defense force of stop, search, seizure, detention. We are in the process, working along with the acting Chief Justice of Trinidad and Tobago, in setting up the necessary tribunal, etc., because there are going to be extensive powers of detention with no bail application and no ability to apply for habeas corpus to the High Court once detained under these particular regulations.
Trinidad and Tobago's acting Attorney General Stuart Young. U.S. President Joe Biden mourned the death of former President Jimmy Carter in an address to the nation last night from St. Croix, where he's spending his final New Year's as president. Carter died yesterday at age 100, months after he became the first U.S. president to reach that milestone. Biden said he vows to carry on Carter's legacy against fighting cancer nationwide.
Jimmy Carter was just as courageous in his battle against cancer as he was in everything in his life. Cancer was a common bond between our two families, as of many other families. And our son Bo died. When he died, Jimmy and Rosalind were there to help us heal. Jimmy knew the ravages of the disease too well. He lost his father, his brother, his sisters to this terrible disease. So when Jimmy was diagnosed, we did our best to comfort him. We met with him down in Plains. We met with him anyway. We talked and shared our beliefs that as a nation, we have the talent. We have the talent and the resources to one day end cancer as we know it, if we make the investments. He believed that like I do.
U.S. President Joe Biden in the lunchtime edition. Our top stories. Mixed reaction in the constituency of St. Philip North for Michael Lashley to possibly represent another party in the next general elections. The Barbados government forced to issue another statement and warning against a fake scam, this time purporting to be from a Barbados Youth Empowerment Fund program. The Barbados Pharmaceutical Society is reporting a rise in demand for medications as a change in weather and increased atmospheric dust triggers symptoms of respiratory illnesses for some. 61 homicides so far for the month of December, including 5 murders overnight, caused Trinidad and Tobago to declare a state of emergency. And U.S. President Joe Biden remembers former President Jimmy Carter as the face in the cancer fight nationwide. That was the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.